Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Atatula alongside the OG John Lopez.
What's happening?
And of course, none other than Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, making it sound good. And you, getting involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610. The YouTube page, Twitch chat, also available to you. Hope that you're getting involved and listening to the program wherever you are and however you listen. And we appreciate you for being a part of our day. And I personally, I will say, I have great appreciation for the Houston Rockets giving us expected ends to some degree. Last night, they got a victory over the Dallas Mavericks, 110-102. And I know you're saying, hey, those numbers are a little bit less less high because the Rockets coming into this game, I mean, single best offensive rating in all the NBA. In a way that feels insane. We talked about it over the weekend. They had the huge shooting performance where they shot 65% from three in Boston. I feel like they left some of the threes up there. I feel like that's what happened in this game. They did not shoot nearly as well from three, but I thought that was one of the encouraging things. You got to see the Rockets win a close game, and they won in the way that you expected, where Kevin Durant, who had a pretty pedestrian, and I was like, that might be overselling it to some degree. I think it was 4-for-15 at one point. Was it maybe?
I felt bad
into the
for you,
quarter?
By the way, because you went to the game.
I did go to the
and
game.
I was like, I was kind of hoping he would see Durant go off a little bit.
Well, I enjoyed it. For me, being in the game, I get to kind of lock in on things that are happening outside of kind of the general what you watch when you're watching the game. It feels like you get a little bit more of an idea of, oh, here's some hand signals, here's some things that are happening besides it. But that was a big part of it, was Kevin Durant did not have a great game. Can they go out there and win it? And yes. They can, especially because who takes over in those big moments is Alperen Şengün and Kevin Durant. He starts knocking down shots in the biggest moments. Like this first three happens in the fourth quarter and it blows up the Toyota Center. Alperen Şengün walks the ball up and goes immediately into offense as if this is my offense. This is my team. And one of the cooler things was Amen Thompson just looked incredible in this game in a way that we're coming to expect to some degree. At one point in this game, he goes, shoots a free throw, misses, gets his own rebound.
Backward dunk.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like this, he's just doing incredible things. 27 points for the man on 11 of 18 shooting. You seem to notice something that I did as well.
I did. And we're all still sort of getting a feel for things with this squad, which is obviously understandable and expected. I mean, first of all, just on the game last night, Amen Thompson won that game. I mean, Amen Thompson won that game. 20 points in the first half, I believe. Just clearly, it was a back and forth game, a little closer than I might have expected. But this is what I noticed, and full disclosure, I was watching Monday Night Football because who doesn't like watching the Cowboys lose? So I was going back and forth. And so altogether of the four quarters the Rockets played, I probably watched two quarters,
okay,
you know, in and out, you know how that is. And every time I would go over and watch the Rockets for a good chunk, I was noticing Amen Thompson just looked better off the ball. Now here's the thing. I think he's been really good, you know, in for long stretches, you know, with the ball in his hand as the point guard or whatever. But I think he's better off the ball. And I don't quite know what to make of that and how the Rockets can use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is one of the interesting things is that you're right. Like, I think that he's better off ball. They were just really sloppy in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mavericks, who have good defensive ideas, that's a good defensive thinking team, even if at times it doesn't show up due to injuries and so on and so forth. They were really pressuring the ball. They were getting into passing lanes. They helped make it sloppy for the Rockets. But yeah, the offense, everything kind of works a lot smoother when Alperen Şengün can be the hub of it. And you know when it also worked a lot smoother? When Aaron Holiday got in the game. The one dude who is like he is a professed point guard. That is his trade. By trade, he's a point guard. Amen Thompson, this is cool. Like, I know he did it at overtime elite. That's all fine and good. Reed Shepard, I guess, right, with all due respect to him. Aaron Holiday came in and you saw him actually run the offense in a way. There was a lot more organization. Things settled down. And I can't get past that, right? Like, because that would be your answer, where if you have a point guard, play him so that a man can be off ball. I feel like that wouldn't be the right answer, even though I do think that, yeah, you're right. Amen Thompson looks better off ball. Even Reed Shepard looks better when you can just kind of run him off as more of a movement shooter.
But he did have a couple of plays that were more point guard-esque.
Who, Reed?
Reed Shepard, yeah.
Yeah, Reed is good, as a connector and a secondary play creator. I don't think he needs to be your initiator. It puts a lot on him, in my estimation. The thing, I'm with you, that's the question.
Yeah.
That's one of the questions is, what do you do in that instance? And I think you just kind of keep going, and this is the reason why. I think, and I've said this before, the Rockets are now a team where they are a sample of 16 versus a sample of 82.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, the postseason now matters significantly more for this team than the regular season does. As long as they can keep themselves in a place where they're top six, honestly, preferably top four in the West, so they can get home court advantage,
they
winning each individual game isn't as much of a factor as figuring out the things that will help you when you get to and having your toolbox full of things that you can go to or that you know which situations to use when you get to the postseason and those things arise.
I agree, but I also think that that's something that could work against the Rockets. You know, a longer series of games against one really good team in the postseason or a good team in the postseason. Do you want to make hay with Aaron Holiday getting 10 minutes and Reed Shepard getting 12 or 17 minutes like he did last night, and then Amen Thompson, you know, here and there, when the defense can really pressure them? That's been their one sort of, weak spot, is them pressuring the guy with the ball in his hands. So I think it points to you got to add a.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Player. I think that it points to trade.
And to be fair, I should have said this. I think that the thing that I've seen, and it's five games in or six games in for the Rockets, so maybe this is too hasty. 10 games is usually where you wait to start to make a larger scale observations on the early portions of the season. I think that I'm also very much sold on the idea that come December, you will be acquiring a point guard.
I think you have to.
But in the meantime, I think that it's still the right for you to not lean on Aaron Holiday until you have to break in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Because, again, and talking about being a team where the playoffs matters more, the dudes that you want to be able to lean on or that you're going to need their skill sets, I would like Amen Thompson. You know he's going to be in the game. Mm-hmm. I would like him to have a little bit of that stretch, worked on. Like, hey, work on ball. If you make mistakes, make them now while we can afford to make them so that you're even better and that you're more prepared when there are possessions that we need you to be on ball, that you are comfortable and capable in those moments. Even Reed Shepard, to try and stretch him and get him even better and more competent, that if we need you in these circumstances, that you can do it a little bit more, at least that you've seen more of what teams are going to throw at you in these circumstances. And so that's kind of the thing that goes back and forth. I think that this is the right way to do it. Can I tell you the thing that's actually itching at me? Because that's right. And it ties into Aaron Holiday as well. Seeing Aaron Holiday come in after Reed, and obviously I know Josh Okogie was also, he's starting.
He played pretty well.
Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Josh has played pretty well just generally in the time that he's had. That zone defense, the 2-3 zone that they run out here when they go double big, I don't understand the rules of it, and apparently neither do the dudes on the court, because it doesn't seem to work.
Yeah.
That the Mavs were able to really attack that incredibly well, get into the middle of it, really pull and push it, get down to the baseline whenever they wanted, to the point where I found it interesting being in the building, seeing Ime kind of have communication of where people needed to be. That kind of stopped. Like, it kind of came together when Aaron Holiday was in, and that was the thing that really got me is, oh, so I can see the 2-3 in the way that they're doing it. It's a weird zone, but it works in some instances. It's sometimes the guys that you have out there that make it not work. Now, Jabari didn't play in this game.
Keep it in mind that Jabari wasn't on the floor.
He's hugely important in what they do.
Yeah.
But if the entirety of what your defense does falls apart because Jabari's not on the floor, I mean, at least that particular one. Obviously, you can also talk about their man defense or whatever, but even that, their screen navigation needs to be better for man defense to work. Otherwise, teams are going to be able to attack you pretty consistently, headhunting in a way. That's the thing that's keeping the itch at me because I'm continually watched. I think they're like 13th when it comes to defense rating, at least. So it's not like they're way, way terrible. But
they've improved in the last three games.
They have. They've improved a little bit as well. But it just, I qualitatively, what I see doesn't even seem to match all the way with those ratings. I'm still seeing ways in which teams can get at them pretty consistently. And Aaron Holiday makes it work. So I'm like, okay, so it can come together.
Yeah.
But with the guys that you want to keep running out there and keep trying, they're further away than I thought they were on figuring out at least what that defense looks like for them.
Yeah, but you know, all things considered, I mean, they're in a really good spot right now. I think we know they're going to have to make a deal for a point guard. We know that they have the length. If they can fix their rotations in the zone, as you're talking about, maybe mix and match here and there. But they're in a really good spot right now. There's no question.
Yeah, that's the thing that's cool is even with all
they can
of these
score,
things,
man.
I'm nitpicking.
Yeah, they can score.
I mean, that's 110 when you didn't particularly shoot the ball all that well. 25% from three. You just continue to get the rebounds and get second chance points, which that's always been a part of the blueprint. And then the biggest thing, and I was talking to Tim McMahon a little bit before this game, and I was kind of talking to him about offense, and he's like, look, do you have somebody that can go win you the game at the end?
That's it.
And even in this game, even as he was having a less than stellar game for himself, Kevin Durant came out and gave you buckets that you needed in that moment. Alperen Şengün came out and gave you buckets that you needed in those moments. And that's one of the even most encouraging things. You don't have to be perfect to go out and win games.
Right, right.
There you go. So you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Actually, before I do that, there is a little bit of breaking news as we're continuing to do a show on trade deadline day. I almost missed it. Jakobi Meyers, wide receiver with the Raiders, is no longer going to be with the Raiders. He actually comes in division.
Ouch.
He will play with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to talk more about that once we get around the NFL. What your kind of thoughts are on that? How you think that impacts this Texas team? But coming up next, I'd like to get to question of the day. It is it's election day. If you haven't gone and voted, go ahead and do your civic duty there. But with that being the case, we will get tongue-in-cheek political. What sports legislation or sports-related legislation should be on the ballot? What would you like to see sports-wise or sports-wise that you would like to bring into life? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.